and welcome to another edition of the Crazy Town Podcast.
Why do we need soft chairs?
My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamight.
We need soft chairs because you complain about your ass hurting, dude.
Dude, my ass is killing.
Well, right, as we're gonna do a three hour show, we need soft chairs. We were lazy boys, dude. Kick them back. Have the mics come down into our throats.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
One of those throat mics that you've been looking at on Amazon, huh?
Deep throat mics.
Fair enough.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Whether you're watching us live, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, or you're watching a replay on the YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media. And if you're only listening to us audio only version on Spotify, iTunes, hey, you're not going to see our pretty faces, but the video.
You won't see anyway.
Hey. Don't you worry about me. TNT Dynamite, what is up? What's happened in the last 7 days since we did this before?
Not a whole lot, I guess. What did anything happen?
No coitus.
What are you, for you?
Unless you're...
Me and Sandra right here, we've
had a lot of
going
coitus.
At it like rabbits.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting some.
I'm referring to my right hand.
I know you are. Okay. If they were watching on the video, they would know too.
Yeah, I call her Sandra now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sandra's Rose?
Sure.
All right, that's a Drake reference.
Jinx, you owe me a coat.
No, I don't have any.
Shoot me.
Oh, guess what, TNT?
What?
We have fake news to tell everyone today.
I feel like all the shit we tell them is
They're
fake.
All real stories.
It's real fake news.
Everything I've ever said on this podcast is true.
Definitely not.
That has to do with
you
news.
You told me at one point that you spoke Arabic once.
I'm pretty sure. Really?
Yeah, dude, you always saying some off-the-wall shit that ain't true.
I do say all sorts of shit,
All the time.
The story's legitimately... have happened. I don't tell fake stories. I may not have all the details, but I will tell all that I know.
If you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you do watch the news, you're misinformed.
Exactly. Welcome to 2000, I almost said 1992 for some reason.
You're stuck in the past.
Yeah, dude, whatever. You ready to go?
I guess.
Ready to rock, paper, scissors for the race to go first?
Oh, man, I'm ready to win again. Oh, wait, okay, whoa.
I was being a rock, dude.
All right.
One, two, three, Oh, zinger! Can't win two in a row, friend.
Just go.
All right, man. TNT Dynamite,
we live in
a hot-ass state of Texas.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
You know what I don't like? Heat. I do like heat, actually. I don't like humidity.
Yeah, well, you moved to the wrong place.
No, it's not humid here, dude.
No, it's fine.
Compared to where we're from, that shit was like a cesspool of sauna all day long.
I suffered from chronic bronchitis there.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I had bronchitis there all the freaking time.
Well, we
lived on the coast of a mercury-filled lake. You know.
Don't make fun of Cleveland in front of me, sir.
Dude, the lake is full of mercury.
I know what the lake is full of.
It's not making fun of its fact.
It's also full of love.
It
I
is.
I don't hear you mentioning that aspect of the lake.
Yeah, dude. It's love. It's water that can catch on fire.
12% mercury, 50% love.
Yeah, it's the only lake to ever catch on fire.
The rest is water.
Remember that?
I know, Jonas. That's our hometown.
I love
you
it.
See the stuff on the wall?
Dude, I love our hometown.
Do you see the stuff?
I do. I see it. I'm there. I'm going back there soon.
All right, man.
All right, man. The reason I asked do you like being hot? Do you like being sweaty?
I don't mind, honestly.
Really?
It's annoying, but at the same time, if I don't care.
Yeah, the humidity gets me because I hate when my clothes are wet with sweat and then they don't dry and they stick to you all day. That is like the worst feeling in the world to me.
Yeah.
Sony has come up with a solution to that, though. Self-wearable air conditioners.
All right, Jonas. I'm already sold.
Dude.
How does it do it?
Oh, my God. This shit, let me say up front, I would buy this in a second because the price is actually reasonable. But they aren't offering it here. Let me get to that point.
Of course.
It's a brand new adventure. It's a wearable AC unit. It is the size of an iPhone.
Huh.
And it will last 24 hours on one charge.
Really?
It can cool you up to 13 degrees Celsius or warm you up by up to 8 degrees Celsius. So it's like it won't actually take your body that low, but it'll put off an aura of that kind of coldness. So it's like 55 degrees or upwards 46 degrees. So it can warm you or it can cool you.
Wow, does it do this, Jonas?
Right, exactly. It comes with a special shirt that you wear. I don't know if the shirt is like a water wicking like athletic wear shirt or whatever. Yeah. But there's a pocket on the back of it between your shoulder blades.
And you put it
You put it there.
Okay.
And so the heat or cold gets absorbed right at the base of your neck on your back. And
I've actually heard of this.
And this thing is fucking great, dude. It's only available in Japan. I'm almost willing to reach out to someone in Japan to have one shipped here.
Hey, if you're watching in Japan.
Right.
We could use a couple shirts. Well,
they have three packages.
Double XL.
I could probably do an X. Now, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wait, dude, I was...
To rub it all in.
Oh, whatever, dude. Double XL be more comfortable. $118 for the device in one shirt. And then they have a three shirt and a five shirt package, but I don't know.
Is that American?
Yeah, it's at $118.
Well, can't we just order it?
I don't think they ship to the U.S. So you'd have to find a friend in Japan.
Is it because of that dang tariff?
Probably, dude. Fucking goddamn government keeping me warm.
The government took my shirt.
But in all legitimacy, I am kind of interested in researching if I can get one.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it sounds like a great idea. I'd like to know, like, what it does.
Well, I mean, for $118, I'd just buy it and figure it out later.
Yeah, but what if it, like, rains and it electrocutes me or something?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'd like to do is, like, go out to, like, a festival here where it's hot as fuck and, like, wear that shit. And you'd be like, pfft. I'm good, dog. You could tell.
I would never say that.
Yeah. But, I know you. I mean, I wouldn't even say that. I say those things to be facetious. I don't say those.
Well, I know. I just wonder, like, are the batteries on these things exploding because Apple is just doing a recall on the MacBook, and then we had the phone that blew up in CeeLo's head? Yeah, man, I don't know if I'm comfortable putting something. I need to know how it works.
That's true. Well, maybe we should research more, watch reviews online, and then get a friend in Japan.
No, why is it only available there and not here, where the fattest people in the land live?
Because Sony's a Japanese corporation, and they want to help their own people out.
They have looser guideline laws.
Oh, they're not fat friendly. They want the fat people to be hot and sweaty while those thin Japanese folks.
Wow. Keep going. What else do Japanese people do, Jonas?
No, I'm just saying, you said that we're fat, so they're obviously thinner.
Yeah.
And then they get to wear the cooling devices. All right. Or actually, maybe they're meant to be heating devices in Japan because they're cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's a good idea.
They just happen to cool as well.
That's an idea.
I know, right?
How hard is it for you when we talk about Japanese people for you to not, like, just go for your eyes?
It is not hard at all.
How hard is it for you? Are you like, oh, I'm going to do it?
It literally is not hard in any way, shape, or form. That actually never crosses my mind anytime.
Like, oh, I'm going to do it, dude.
You're the racist one, dude.
I'm not racist. I just like setting up the narrative that you are one.
I know. It's cool. I'm buying
it. I hope
it.
So.
All right. You ready?
Oh!
What you got?
What do I got, Jonas? I'm going to bring it back on down to the homeland.
Okay. Right? The U.S. of A.
Yeah, we're coming back to America.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
Exactly.
Fucking A.
And what's more American than apple pie in New York City? What's more American than that?
Washington, D.C.?
David Bowie and an American flag Speedo. I was thinking that, too.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That's pretty American.
I was thinking that, yeah. David. Okay, I got you.
All right.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
We're talking about Brooklyn, Jonas.
Brooklyn!
The heartland of America.
No Sleep Till?
No Sleep Till.
Okay, Jonas. Gotcha.
Also the name of one of the gargoyles from Gargoyles, the
His
cartoon.
His name was Brooklyn?
There was one named Brooklyn.
I bet you there's a stripper named Brooklyn somewhere.
Like, all the strippers are really named Brooklyn.
That's their real
name? When she gets on stage, she's Cassandra. When she goes home, she's just Brooklyn.
Wow. Fair enough.
All right, we're talking about Brooklyn, dude. The heartland of America, the breadbasket, Jonas.
Yeah, the five boroughs.
Exactly, the city of brotherly love.
The Beastie Boys. Not the Bestiality Boys, the Beastie Boys.
Right, home of the famous bagel.
Yeah, dude.
So, apparently, there was a car that was parked on the street in 1994. Classic Cadillac.
Okay.
It was owned by a man who, as he got later in life, he ended up actually coming down with some mental issues, and he was unable to take care of the car.
Took away his license?
No, they didn't take away his license. I'm getting there.
Okay.
So the car stayed on the street, and it stayed there for years and years.
Like decades?
25 years to be exact.
In the same spot?
In the same spot in this neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Oh, it became like an icon.
It did, actually. So the car stayed on the street and no tickets were ever given to the car. And it seemed like somebody actually might have been paying off the tickets because the man obviously could not.
It became like an art exhibit at that point.
Exactly.
That's pretty sweet.
So it came down to a movie was shot in that neighborhood. And everybody in their expensive sports cars and everybody that lived in the area had to move their cars. But this Cadillac stayed right there.
What movie was it in?
I don't know.
Oh, damn it. I want to go see this car in the movie.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to see it now.
Did somebody fucking steal it?
They freaking towed it, Jonas. They towed the car.
For $300, dude.
I shouldn't have went there first. And also, new parking logs were instituted for the city as they constantly are changing with the upsurge of people moving into New York, and the car never got moved. A lot of people looked at it as an eyesore. It was just like stuffed with newspapers and water bottles because, you know, that's just what people are going to do.
People are trash.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They're not going to, like, preserve this car.
It was an old it's America's fucking treasure, bro.
It was an old rusted classic Cadillac.
All right.
And it didn't run. But the funny thing is that it did keep, like, recent certification.
Oh, like tags? Like someone renewed the registration?
Yeah, and they would always put like an up-to-date sticker on it.
Hey.
Yeah, so the police had learned to just live with it. It was a little bit of a safety hazard because it was the stuff which shit.
Oh, yeah, it could have blown up, caught on fire.
I don't know if it's
going to. All the gas evaporated.
I was thinking more like trash pandas and rats.
Oh, yeah, rabies would be lively in that Brooklyn neighborhood.
But, yeah, and it turns out a street sweeper had come to clean the streets. It got a ticket. Nobody paid this particular ticket. And they ended up taking the car. A lot of people in the neighborhood were like, finally got rid of that car because it's just a broken down car on the street that never goes anywhere.
Right, yeah.
But there are definitely some people that looked at it like, hey, this is a part of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And anybody that complains about it ain't a true Brooklynite.
You know who those people were? The people who didn't move in when it got gentrified.
That's what that is.
Yeah, they're all like, get this fucking asshole out of here. Yeah, people have been there since when it was a rundown ass neighborhood. We're like, that's the heart of our city.
And I'm not a sentimental guy. Yeah, I never really have been, dude.
I would say you were definitely not a sentimental guy.
No, I'm not big in the sentiment. I'm not big in the possessions, but I do respect that car made it for 25 years without moving.
Yeah, dude. I
threw it all.
I dig it.
It's a great story, man.
It's a great story, man.
A feel-good story
because
for you.
Some young buck asshole didn't know about the car and gave it a ticket when he was trying to clean the street.
Yeah, well.
Ruined its life.
The gentrification bunch, they definitely wanted.
Oh, yeah, dude. So, Wall Street Walter.
It was bound to happen. So, sad story. Big ups to you, Brooklyn car.
This goddamn Cadillac's taking down the value of my condo.
We'll never forget the... Go, Jonas.
What'd they call it?
What do they call what?
You said never forget thee.
I will never forget thee. It's like the biblical use of thee.
Oh.
Or Shakespearean.
This story comes from, I'll skip it.
You're not going to do that one?
That's a nice topping on the cake at the end.
All right.
So there was a new bill introduced to Congress. TT Dynamite, have you ever been addicted to the internet?
I'm addicted to the internet now. Are you kidding me? I couldn't live without it.
Yeah, dude.
I would go crazy.
All right. You know.
Well, maybe not live.
If you're let me ask you a couple things about the internet.
I'd be really bored.
How do you feel about autoplay video and music that automatically plays when you go to a website? It's on every fucking website now.
Yeah. I mean, you get pop-up blockers and that shit's basically...
Dude. Well, here's my biggest gripe about auto video is, I go to CNN.com to read news. Or say, for example.
Do you?
For example. Yes, I do sometimes.
Really?
You click on a story.
I don't even know you right now.
What?
Keep going.
Is CNN a bad site?
I don't know. Is this something I never could picture a human being doing?
Wow. A news site?
Yeah, man. All right. Yeah. All right, a news site.
You go there, you click it, you want to read a study. You want to read a story.
What?
There's a motherfucking video.
I just moved my.
Like, it starts playing a video. I don't need to hear someone tell me the goddamn story. I want to read it.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's that. The infinite scroll, where to keep scrolling on a web page and like the ads cycle.
Oh, dude, those are weird. Those still freak me out.
Fucking hate it, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking, and some other things that they're talking about. Someone's introduced a bill to Congress to ban features for social media that are manipulative tactics. They can't do deceptive ads. If there's check boxes for accept and decline, they need to be the same font, the same size, those little fucking X's on the thing that you think close it and actually open the link, making all that manipulative advertising illegal, which I think is a great fucking idea.
It ain't gonna happen.
No, it ain't gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen, but...
Here, like... And I found this article they're talking about it on Reddit, and I went to the comments of Reddit because that's where the treasure trove of all the information is. Someone had actually went and found the actual bill and read through the actual bill and posted some other highlights of things that would happen from this.
What else they got on the list, Jonas?
Would automatically implement a 30-minute time limit on the app that you had to turn off to get more than 30 minutes.
Wait, you have to turn off what?
So, like, by default, like, say you installed Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It would automatically come with a 30-minute timer for the day that when you hit 30 minutes, it would be like, you've hit 30 minutes. But, and you had to go in to disable that so you could view it as much as you want.
Oh.
You cannot load more content at a time that can be consumed within a 3-minute period. So no more infinite feeds. Like, you can only load as much as you could get through in a couple minutes so people wouldn't endlessly scroll.
But how do you see it all, Jonas?
Right.
You gotta see it all.
Sites, basically, they wouldn't allow autoplay music or videos unless the site was like a streaming music site or like YouTube would be able to do streaming video because it's YouTube.
They do. Yeah, they definitely do.
No more infinite scrolling, and they would take away awards for consistent engagement. Such things on Snapchat like Snap Streaks, where if you message your friend so many days in a row, you get a little fire icon next to him, and people are like, oh my god, we gotta keep our Snap Streak going. Why, I don't know. But they would try to ban all these things. And great idea and premise. But you know what my biggest problem is? The government shouldn't have to force you to not be a fucking stupid idiot. If you're spending hours a day on fucking Facebook...
Wait.
Implement your own goddamn self-timer.
Now, Jonas, you know I'm going to play a little devil's
advocate. I love the devil in you, sir.
Here it comes, Jonas.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer. Jonas, it's not about being stupid. It's about the fact that it's an addictive thing. It's a mental addictive.
Right.
Human beings are naturally addictive.
Oh, absolutely.
Addictive, what do you call it? We're prone to addiction.
Yeah, addictive personalities. Yes. Everything. Where it comes to sex, smoking, drinking, gambling.
Sex.
I said sex first.
I was just making sure it was out there.
Yeah. Well, hey, I mean, ladies. Even things such like on Instagram, they said that they're going to stop showing like how many likes a thing gets or something.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Because like it was funny. I was talking to somebody I know and they were like, said something about social media or something, and they're like, yeah, I got rid of all mine. They're like, but my daughter, oh my god, you wouldn't believe how much she cares about how many likes something get. And I go, it's like fucking drugs to the kids. If they get a bunch of likes, they feel good. If they get no likes, they feel bad.
Yeah. But and children are even more susceptible to addiction than adults are. It's more like just sad about the failing of the human mind.
Absolutely.
As the majority of us cannot just like understand, know ourselves enough not to engage.
Right. It's
in excess.
What was that movie, Idiocracy? Where like the whole fucking world becomes stupid.
Yeah. Vaguely. Yeah.
Well, like it's like it's like we are old enough to know what the world was like without social media.
Yeah.
Like, kids nowadays, they don't know any different. From the time they're a little kid, parents give their kids, like, a Facebook when they're, like, five.
Yeah.
And they have it their entire life. That's all they know. Yeah. Like, their life is Facebook.
Do you see that as problematic?
Absolutely. No wonder people are killing themselves and getting bullied online and all that sort of shit. Like, it causes severe... Like, people...
This shit was going on before cell phones,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but it was way... Dude, it was way harder. Like, now they can go online and look at a million people that have, quote, better lives than them, because people only post shit that makes you feel like that makes you think they have a great life. They're like, they, everyone wants to seem
it's
like
all the good times, none of the bad,
right? Exactly. Or they're doing shit literally on purpose just to seem like they have this great life. Like, there was a Netflix documentary, it's called American Meme, and it falls around like the guy what was that guy, something the Jew, the guy has like a fucking weird, like, his hair, and
I know who you're talking about,
and Paris Hilton and like people like that. And in the thing, they were like, some of those people, it wasn't those two specific, but other influencers, they're like, I'm going to wake up one day and all my followers are going to be gone, and what the fuck am I going to do with my life? My life has become, they're like, I'm so miserable. Like, we're so miserable, we seek validation on the internet from strangers.
Well, I would think, like, the loss of the followers isn't the problem. It's the problem of they have monetization in those.
Followers. Oh, yeah, that too.
So you've built your business on the shifting sand, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not a strong foundation.
Yeah, so you go to the beach on the edge of the water and build a condo and go, well, man, my fucking house fell in the water.
Yeah, but it would just be, it's just a bad business practice. That's really all that is.
Yeah, that's
the fear of that. I just do not feel in my heart that I can demonize social media. The effect it has on us, I'm not going to demonize that. If anything, I can only demonize the individual.
Oh, yeah, the people.
Who cannot handle the shit.
Right, and that is, I mean, that's the problem. Like, yeah, social media at its core is great.
Yeah.
It helps you keep connected. It helps you find out news. But like, it's that dark, seedy part of it and the uncontrollable urges of humans.
Yeah, you know, I'm the stoic guy. I'm do the effect of this thing, and I cannot blame an inanimate object for the problems in our.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
Completely. I gotta blame the people.
Oh,
and they are the ones that make the decision, because it's all about how how we perceive and how we recept and how we receive.
And
transfer that energy. If people are out there fucking shooting themselves because somebody called them a bad name, man.
I already have
problems to begin with.
I'm definitely more towards that mindset now. Like, I've been like fucking thinking about that. It's very true. It's a very good way to think about things.
Yeah, it helps.
And ultimately we are the ones responsible for what we do. If you're too weak-willed to be able to control yourself, that's a you problem. That's not the outside forces problem to you. Like, if, like you said, if like you're so upset because of whatever that this happens, you are the one that made the choice to ultimately do whatever you did.
Yeah. There's never been a murderer, Jonas, that didn't have some mental issues. Did you know that?
It's very true.
There's never been anybody that killed themselves that didn't have it either.
So I guess bottom line is this isn't going to pass. The big companies will never let it pass.
Are you kidding me?
And, oh, you know what I did
see
today?
That's against capitalism as far as I'm concerned. I don't even like that idea.
Yeah, dude. And I remember the infancy of the internet. And what it's become now, it's like, it used to be so clean and like there was never any fucking ads. And
I was
like
looking at porn back then.
Well, yeah. No, I don't mean it didn't have porno.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, you go to a site and like there'd be no like phishing links, and there wasn't like ads over everything, and there wasn't like scrolling videos and pop-ups, and like you just go and look at shit, and it was cool.
Yeah, it was in its infancy, man. People didn't think that you could monetize the internet. If there's something out there, they're going to learn to monetize it every single time.
Oh, absolutely.
It started as just two guys sitting here talking to you. Trust me, if Nestle comes with a bucket of money, I'm taking it.
Yeah, I'll wear a Nestle shirt every day.
Definitely. I'd eat Nestle Crunch. Against my good vegan nature, I'd tear Nestle Crunch up right now.
What I did hear today, though, I'll piggyback on this. Instagram went around and deleted quite a bit of accounts today, and some of them had millions of followers. Like, one of the guys said that he used his account to pay his way through college, and then they basically took away his income stream. And they said all the deletions are final, and they're non-negotiable.
Why'd they delete them?
Some of them were, like, meme accounts and stuff, so they're saying, like, They think that they deleted them, some because they were posting unoriginal content. Some people, they were using their influence on Instagram to promote products on their Instagram, cheaper than Instagram was charging to promote products on Instagram.
Wow.
Things like that.
I mean, it's not illegal, but it is their house.
I'll tell you what, dude. If we had 8.7 million followers and somebody was like, hey, I'll give you $1,000 to fucking say you like to drink my Nestle fucking water, I'd be like, Nestle water is the best shit ever.
Yeah, Jonas, but once again, it's a flimsy foundation because it all depends on the popularity of the venue you're on. So
you gotta take it for what it is. Well, it's like it's not even about the followers, because we talked about that girl who has like 3 million followers and couldn't sell 30 t-shirts because she just either bought followers or did something.
I still think they're probably ugly shirts.
Oh yeah, dude, I think they're trash.
They were not the best looking shirts.
All right, that's it, man. Enough social media trashing.
All right, Jonas.
Yeah, but.
Let's talk about your boy Elon. Elon Musk. He made the news again.
He's always in the news. I mean, he's from the future and shit. Hey, so
you never know what he got up his sleeve, man.
Does anybody have pictures of him in high school?
I've actually thought of this, but yes, there are. Yeah.
Did anyone have childhood stories of this boy or what?
He's very well documented. Yeah, I know. You can find young Elon pictures.
I know.
I think he's a real human.
Yeah, me too. It's just funny you say he's from the future because he's so like advanced.
So Elon did a little press run where he was talking about, I don't even know if it was a press run. This is that misinformation part. He talked to some people.
He said this once.
And he was talking about Neuralink, Jonas. Are you familiar with this Neuralink?
Yeah, where you hook your brain up to a computer.
Hook your brain up to a computer and?
Use it.
Okay, that's, you know, very good. That's what you do. So Neuralink is basically a way to hook up your brain to a computer and use it. it allows you to communicate with computers, and essentially it's a way for us to keep up with artificial intelligence. It would give you the ability to use the cloud for actual memory, and it jacks you in to all of the information of the internet, where it's just like accessible, and then it essentially like shows up as words or thoughts in your mind. It's so fucking
the Matrix.
Weird. Yeah, dude, it's the weirdest shit ever. It basically is the Matrix.
Yeah, dude.
So he did an Axios interview, and he said it is used to. I'm gonna say this word right. I practiced in my room too.
Did you
democratize intelligence, making everyone super smart by linking brains with all available public forums? It could eventually lead to storing thoughts on the cloud and possibly telepathy.
All right. See, I don't like that.
What? I knew you were gonna hate this.
You know what I don't like about it?
I freaking love it. Go ahead.
Some people don't need that sort of intelligence. Intelligence is a gift.
Okay. Give it.
If you have it, or if you have strived to obtain it by learning, that's your benefit. It's an end result of hard work. If someone who is dumb as fuck,
God damn it,
criminal, Dennis. And they're like, and they fucking plug in and now they can build bombs, like, why the fuck do they need that knowledge?
Jones, you are such a fucking boomer sometimes.
A boomer?
Yeah, dude.
I'm all about people sharing info.
Dude, you sound like a freaking boomer right
now. Boomer? You're a boomer.
No, I'm not a boomer, dude. You're the freaking boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
You say boomer shit all the time. Goddamn internet and kids getting on the social media and shit need to change. Goddamn computers taking over my brain, making me super smart and everybody equal. Shit need to change.
Dude, that's like fucking...
The world would be the greatest place on the planet.
God, what was that fucking... It would not be.
Go ahead, say what you're going to say and then I'm getting into the
greatest
goddamn
place
story.
On the planet. Ugh.
Go ahead and say what
there's
you're
going to
say.
Harrison Bergeron, the fucking story by the guy who wrote Slaughterhouse 5.
I don't know.
Kurt Vonnegut.
Sure.
It was a story, but it was like one of those utopian societies, but they made everyone equal. But how they did it was, instead of making everyone smart, if you were smart, every time you started having intense thought processes, bells would go off and noise would go off in your head, so you couldn't process your thoughts to fucking be able to have smart thoughts. So it kept everyone stupid instead. Oh. It was like a reverse. Anyways, go ahead.
I guess that would probably be easier. It's probably less stupid.
Less technology involved.
Either way. So he showed off the idea of Neuralink, which is essentially, it's a thread of, like, what are those things? Not diodes, but the things they put on your chest.
Oh, I can't think of any. It's like
those things. Misinformed.
Yeah.
All right. And apparently the surgery, it puts 96 of these into your head through a hole that is 8 millimeters wide. 8 millimeters. So it's very non-invasive. They say it's
eight
no
millimeters
more.
Is not small.
8 millimeters.
In your fucking head?
Jonas, 8 millimeters. That's like, yeah, it's like, dude. That, it's dude. Like that much, man.
How many millimeters is a centimeter?
A 10?
10?
I'm pretty sure.
Dude.
Don't judge me.
And
don't.
Do you know how many centimeters is an inch?
Jonas, I'm done.
2.5 is an inch. So if it's 1 fucking centimeter, dude, it's a hole like the size of a pencil in the side of your fucking head.
Jonas, this is a hole the size of a pencil.
Anyways, you go ahead. I'm looking up conversion.
That's just the surgery. Okay, so anyway, it's less invasive than LASIK eye surgery, which I actually had. Now, these things are called BCIs or brain-computer interfaces, and there's some of them still around, or there's some of them in use today, but they're all pretty basic.
Okay.
Like, there's a way that you can, like, control like the mouse on your computer, I guess. If you're willing, if you have the money to do that.
It's like that computer show I was talking about where blind people could see through a computer.
Yeah,
it's very basic. Like, there's a white spot in the corner. Like, but yeah.
Very similar. So in this presentation that he had, he said that he would like to start human tests by 2020.
Okay.
Which I believe is
tomorrow.
Pretty soon. Yeah. And he also said that they hooked a monkey up to thing, and he was able to control a computer with
his
thoughts.
And he built a car.
He was able to control a computer with his thoughts. And Jonas, I think this is the greatest. This is the next evolution. Like, you, like I said, you're a fucking boomer. I understand. It's cool. The dichotomy is great. But this is the next evolutionary step. The fact that if you said not everybody deserves to be smart, but if everybody's smart, then it doesn't matter how smart you are because you're no smarter than anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, Jonas, you lose a little bit of your uniqueness. Like, I know this one thing and I can tell you about it. Yeah, if you want to be one of those assholes from Austin that's always like, I just got back from Baghdad. You ain't got to flex all the time. Who cares? I'm talking about the betterment of human
kind. You
here.
Forget knowledge is power. Not everyone needs that power.
Oh, my. Jonas, if everybody has the same knowledge, then there's nobody's more special. It's like saying, no, I like the fact that a lot of people wear glasses because I like to see better than everybody. What the fuck are you talking about?
What's
the difference if everybody sees
you wear
exactly
glasses to see like everybody?
Yeah, Jonas, I'm aware.
Yeah, you know
what I'm just saying is that there are people that are legally blind. There are blind people. There are people that are deaf. And you're basically saying that, no, I want to keep all the smarts for me. Even though I can tell you right now, me and you ain't got too much of that.
Nah.
You want to keep all the smarts for yourself because you don't feel people deserve it. But if everybody was the exact same amount of intelligence, which was hyper intelligence because you have use of all the information in the internet, that is the next evolutionary step. That means that every person on the street could work on a single thing, get it done in a heartbeat, man. Everybody's a scientist. Everybody's a doctor. You're safer. You're stronger. Your technology is just exploding everywhere you go.
But then everyone is the same.
No, you're not the same. Are you judged by your intelligence?
No, but
by your personality?
No, but like...
Is it your intelligence that makes you who you are? Is it your person?
Yeah, but
what about your soul?
But if you had all that intelligence, wouldn't it change your personality?
No, because everybody's just as smart. The thing is that, like, there's the lowest common denominator, and yes, there's nobody. Well, I imagine that in this world, there's people who share IQs. If everybody has the same IQ, it doesn't take away your uniqueness. It's just the next step of human. It's like saying, like I said, it's just like talking about the vision thing or the walking thing.
If
everybody can walk, it just becomes standard. If everybody can see 20/20, it just becomes standard.
Yeah.
It eliminates so much other stuff. You don't have to go to school anymore. They just jack you in, man. Congratulations, you're an adult.
Could you imagine being a 17-year-old boy and then all of a sudden you have all the knowledge in the universe in your head? Like, you'd be like, oh, you kill yourself.
Congratulations, you're an adult, man. Here you go. They give you a 6-pack in your Neuralink and you fucking, and you wouldn't even overuse a 6-pack because you'd know, like, hey, if I drink too much of this, I can get liver disease, heart failure, and you'd be like, calculate how many years you have to live per sip. I think it's great, man.
Yeah, dude.
I fucking love it. And the fact that I could just be like, I could just text you in my head. I could be like, hey, Jonas, your mask is a little crooked. And I could just text it to you in my head. We could just stream from our brains. How do you not love this? I'm sorry.
Dude, they don't want to see what goes on in my head. Jesus Christ.
I could just jack in and watch you in your head.
Watch me jack in?
Jack into your head,
no one's going to watch me jack in, dude.
I could just jack in, dude, right now into your head.
You're not jacking on my head.
So, all right. So the real life, a lot of this stuff was a little sensationalized. I do want to get into, while he was giving it, they had some of the people that were actually working on the project. They came on stage, and they were like, yeah, I don't know what... Not in so many words, but they're like, I don't know what the fuck Elon's talking about. They're essentially thinking about using it for people with disabilities like Parkinson's or paralysis.
Right, right.
So that they can communicate.
Oh, yeah.
So that they won't shake.
And didn't they hook like a guy up to it who couldn't speak or something, and he was able to communicate or something? I think I saw that part of the story.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. it is impressive what they're doing. A lot of this shit is... years.
We'll be long dead. Yeah, all of us will be long
years
dead.
Now.
Yeah, and like, the first use will probably be for disabled folks to get them back to normalcy. Mm. And then it'll work on like,
oh, but we can't have that, Jonas. No, let's keep them disabled.
No. Jesus.
That's what you're saying.
It is not.
You did.
Wow.
You don't want anybody to be smart or walk or see.
All right. Asshole. We don't have a lot of time left, so why don't you go again? And then I'll do my quick one.
Let's just do them all. All right, fine, fuck it. My next story: Florida man Mike St. Lawrence.
Oh, he sounds cool.
You familiar with the man?
Nope.
Let me give you a little backstory.
Oh.
Mike St. Lawrence is a man who has been selling alien abduction insurance.
Oh, okay.
And with recent effects upheaval of people going to Area 51.
Yeah, you going?
Which to me, yeah, of course. Right, I told you I am, dude. All I got my ticket.
All right, I've been there.
But with that, he recently added to his website that they now have insurance for Area 51 with the slogan, if you get in, but you don't get out.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it nice?
Yeah, dude. It reminds every time someone goes to my bedroom.
Have you really?
They get in, they don't.
He's not kidding.
Oh, shit.
I got lost in there for a week once. All right. So the insurance is only $20 or it's $25 if you want a certificate to put on your wall.
And what do they do if you die?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, Jonas.
Okay.
This insurance is for $10 million coverage.
Yeah, it sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real.
Okay.
This is a real thing.
Yes.
Okay, but there's some fine print, so I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read off a little bit of fine print.
Okay, fine print's
all right,
nice.
It's only good. You can only collect your price if you get a signature from an authorized onboard alien if you get abducted or you go. So you have to get an alien to sign it for you.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's right? Cool.
And they give you, if you do, you know, the alien, if you do get the alien signature and you bring it, they give you $1 a year for 10 million years. So there you go. Your family's set, dude. 10 million years down the line,
dude.
You open up that bank account, your family's set.
Oh, man.
So there's that. So this is all obviously from people Naruto running their ass down to Area 51.
Yeah, yeah. I'm leaving Austin and Naruto running the whole way.
Yeah, are you just going to Naruto? You got to practice, I understand.
Yeah, dude, I've been practicing.
So there's been a few other ones that have popped up as well. There's one, Storm Loch Ness, and they are using the tagline, the time is now for us to find that big boy. And I agree, Jonas.
Where has big boy been?
He ain't been playing his flute around.
I know, right?
Brotherly
some bitch.
There is one from...
I took a boat ride on Loch Ness.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you did. Bro.
I didn't see the fucking Loch Ness monster.
You didn't
though.
See him? I think it's a wise tale, Jonas. Like,
damn it.
Like Sasquatch.
Yeah, dude.
We got too many camera phones and nothing.
Yeah, nowadays.
A little eerie.
Back in the day, I used to fucking pay a little $350. You know what happens out there, Rodney's Monster.
About $350. There's one called Storm the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, I heard about that.
And they're going with the tagline, it can't swallow us all.
It sure the fuck
yes,
can.
Yes, it can. Yeah, it definitely can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's one in Utah that is Storm the Church Vault. And it's they're going with the tagline, let us see them stones. You familiar with Utah?
Is this a Scientologist thing?
No, Jonas.
A Jehovah Witness thing?
No, Jonas. What?
I'm just saying.
Are you American? Utah, they're Mormons.
Oh, they're Mormon.
Is it yeah, Mormon? So it goes with Joseph Smith and how he read the plates, but he never showed them to anybody, and that's the basis for their whole religion. And these
like plates that don't exist?
Oh no, they're real. They're kept in a vault that's actually like in the side of a mountain. It is the eeriest looking cult shit I've ever seen. No offense if you're Mormon, dude. Wonderful religion. But it's some weird looking shit. and the people are gonna storm the vaults to see the plates, because they, you know, obviously.
Well, I know they're real.
Yeah, they want proof.
Yeah.
But the thing with the story is that Joseph Smith never showed the place to anybody because God told him not to.
Oh.
I watched a lot of the Trey Parker, Matt Stone, The Book of Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Love it. I suggest you watch it, too.
Yeah, it's a musical about Mormonism, right? Yeah.
So that's my last story, Jonas.
All right.
You can wrap it up. Because
I have two. The one I'll push off because it's not important. Got more Walmart stories.
Another Walmart story. What do you got?
This one happens in the great homeland we live in, Texas.
Okay, I'll
live Wichita
there.
Falls, Texas.
No idea
Wichita,
where that is.
Texas, Florida. A woman wanted to buy half a cake from the bakery.
Yeah.
She takes the cake up to the counter. She says, I have half a cake. I want to pay half price. They proceeded to tell her that she could not do that and that she was banned from Walmart.
What? Why, Jonas?
Well, she ate the other half of the cake while she was walking around the fucking store.
I actually heard the story.
So then she was pissed because she's like, I only got half a cake. Why I gotta pay full cake? And they said, because you ate it, you bitch.
Yeah, but there was only half a cake when she got up there.
I saw her logic.
The arrest was just like taste testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all that was.
I know. It's like when you go to the store and you open up a 20-ounce pop and you start sipping on it. You get to the counter and you're like, there's only half a pop here. I'm only paying for half of it.
Jonas, would you care to engage in a game of guess what race it is?
Oh, I'm sure she's white.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's some white folk shit, dude. Sorry.
All right, well, then there you go. Your lovely parting gifts.
So, all right, they're also, this is to piggyback off of, they said in Wichita Falls, in a different Walmart, they had another incident not long ago where they had to ban a woman because she was driving around the parking lot in one of the Walmart electric scooters.
Oh, wow.
Drinking wine. From a Pringles can.
Okay. Yeah.
Picture that.
Yeah.
Let's play what race was this one.
I'm going to have to say it's probably the same thing, John.
That's some white people shit. Dude, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm white as a goddamn grain of rice. But
it's crazy because it's like as the story went on, I was just like, I'm building this character in my head and... Yep.
It's sad that sometimes people do things and you can paint a race picture without saying a word about them.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's America.
But, you know, like grazing is a big issue that they have to watch out for. They call people grazers who just like pick up grapes or eat nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like,
yeah. Or you go to like the bin where you weigh the candy out and people just walk by and
just get some candy. Yeah. It's a problem,
fucking
but I've never seen anybody.
How much money a year they lose on grazers?
I don't know. I figure you got to think, like, if it's enough of somebody doing it, it turns into a lot. So.
Well, I think anything that's an open package item, you have to account for loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because of that. Well, I mean, some of it's going to go bad. Some of it's going to fall on the floor. Some of it's going to, you know what I mean? People are going to eat it.
I've never really been comfortable with buying stuff like that. Like nuts in the bin, dude. I just picture like a bunch of people sticking their hands and their skin flakes falling off.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the
dude. They wiped their ass and didn't clean. And then, like, yeah. They sneeze on their hands. Dude, I don't like touching the scoop that you scoop it with, let alone the fucking nuts.
No, no. Like, it took me a time before I was able to buy, like, the produce with the misters. I still hate that. I bring my shit home and I put it in the dishwasher, Jonas. Like, take my cucumbers and my celery, put them in the dishwasher. You know.
You wash them in the dishwasher?
Yeah. Don't act surprised that you know.
Hot damn. I'm just trying to play coy. Trying to play coy. I don't want to seem like a psychopath. I mean, come on.
It's fine.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like, share, subscribe if you're not doing that currently. Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. You want to catch us live every single fucking week. Oh, look at that. I heart haters on testicles. Check out our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. Getting back into Madden season, boys. If you're a Madden follower, fucking get up on it. Ride it. Ponies.
And all our other content.
Or subscribe and shit on iTunes, Spotify. All that stuff. But for Jonas.
And TNT Dynamite. And Testicles.
We are out.